Track three, and we come to the first story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Toddler's rare condition prompts campaign. A Teignbridge toddler has been diagnosed with a rare genetic condition which affects his growth. Elijah Pinto from Newton Abbott has SHOX, short stature homeobox, caused by a missing or non-working gene which plays an important role in bone growth, particularly in the limbs. Now his mum, Matilda Flane, also has the condition which she was only diagnosed with earlier this year and is sharing her personal story, which she hopes will help raise awareness of this condition, which often goes unrecognised for years. Following Elijah's diagnosis, the condition is so rare, he will be the first child with it to be treated at Torbay Hospital. The journey has been both emotional and eye-opening, said Matilda. Like many, many families, we had never heard of SHOX deficiency before, and getting answers has taken time, persistence, and support from the medical professionals. As a family, we have decided to turn this experience into something positive. By sharing our story, we hope to raise awareness of SHOX deficiency, encourage earlier diagnosis, and let other parents know they are not alone. Matilda explained, "Early diagnosis is very important for SHOX, as the sooner treatment starts, the better the growth outcomes. I was treated at Torbay Hospital as a child due to restrictive growth, but the condition was not widely known about and I was not diagnosed at the time. Unfortunately, I cannot have treatment now as growth plates have closed. I'm only 4'9", which is the main symptom I have of the condition. I also have back pain, which is another issue. I am sharing a deeply personal story that I hope will raise awareness of this condition." And to raise awareness of the condition, his dad, Joshua Pinto, will be running a half marathon, Matilda explained. "This journey has been emotional and eye-opening, and we are currently raising money and awareness by taking part in the London Half Marathon, hoping to support further research and help other families affected by the condition. As my son begins treatment locally, it will mark an important step forward, not just for our family, but for others who may be going through similar uncertainty without yet having a diagnosis. By sharing our story, I hope to raise awareness of SHOX deficiency, encourage earlier diagnosis, and let other parents know they are not alone. Access to research, support, and better awareness can make a huge difference to families like ours who are navigating the medical, emotional, and practical challenges that come with growth disorders. Diagnosis typically involves monitoring growth patterns, imaging such as X-rays and genetic testing, while treatment may include growth hormone therapy to improve height and orthopaedic care to manage skeletal issues. And Joshua will also be running the Royal Half Parks Marathon in October.
Electronic patient records to go live. Patients and staff in Teignbridge will be able to access health and care information when a new Devon-wide electronic system goes live next month. Described as one of the biggest changes in healthcare in Devon in a generation, the EPIC EPR introduces a modern and trusted digital platform that ensures staff can access patients' health and care information quickly and securely. It launches across Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust on April the 3rd. The system already operates at Royal Devon University Healthcare Trust and in East and North Devon. When University Hospitals Plymouth NHS Trust switches on in July, the new shared EPR will create one single electronic patient record system for staff in multiple hospital and community sites across Devon. For patients, this will mean no matter which hospital they attend in Devon, they don't have to remember their medical history or repeat the same information to different members of the staff, making their care journey more joined up. Professor Adrian Harris, Chief Medical Officer, Digital and Research, for the Royal Devon and Senior Responsible Owner for the One Devon EPR programme, said, "This is quite simply one of the biggest changes to healthcare in Devon in a generation. the introduction of a single EPR across the country will see many benefits for years to come, as more comprehensive data provided in real time will support the delivery of improved patient outcomes, higher quality research and advanced service planning. Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust's Chief Operating Officer and Deputy Chief Executive Adele Jones said, "I'm incredibly proud of our teams and our partners who have worked extremely hard to get this fantastic new system live. Over the coming weeks and months, I am confident we will begin to see the full benefits of EPIC realised for the patient and staff. For patients, one of the most exciting parts of the EPR is the new MyCare patient portal, a new app and online service that puts information about care in the hands of patients. MyCare summarises patients' medical information and interactions with their clinical team into one place. It also allows patients to securely and easily access some elements of their health record, including appointment data, giving them more control over their care. More information is available at www.torbayandsouthdevonnhs.uk/services/mycare.
Largest £12,000 funding appeal to expansion. A community initiative that has already helped thousands of people in Dawlish has now launched a crowdfunding campaign to raise £12,000 to expand its support services for residents facing difficult times. Dawlish Community Larder has been providing food and other essential items to thousands of local families and individuals affected by the rising cost of living. However, volunteers say that food is often only part of the problem many people are facing. The group is now raising funds for a new signposting project, which will help connect people to support services for issues such as debt advice, housing support, mental health services, employment help, and other community services. This new project will complement the recent £4,000 grant from Dawlish Town Council to create a purpose-built space for the larder on the ground floor of the Hub store, which will offer clients the dignity of a shopping experience. Volunteers at the larder say they regularly meet people who don't know where to turn for help, and the new project will allow them to spend more time helping people access the right organisations and support networks. The team is encouraging local residents, businesses and community groups to support the project by donating or sharing the crowdfunding page. Local coordinator of Redeeming Our Communities, Dawlish, the charity which runs the larder on behalf of Helping Dawlish, called Mark Jones, said, "Every week we see that many people need more than just food. This new project will allow us to support people more fully and in a way that's tailored for their needs, by helping them access the advice and services that can really make a difference to their lives." The bid has also been approved for MAP funding on Crowdfunder. This means it will match every pound donated up to a maximum of £250 per person. If the all or nothing £12,000 target is not reached, the project receives nothing. Organisers have until the end of April to reach that target, and donations can be left at the Co-op, the Manor House, Hope Church, St Gregory's Church, the Methodist Church and the Hub Store.